Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boog Shambi.
You know that era?
That's my guy. I love Boog.
Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
Frank Schulte, but his nickname was Wildfire.
Wildfire? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that if every game for the rest of the year, every game, you called me Wildfire Shambi, do you think it would catch on? Do you think people would stop calling me Boog?
I think you would get a few. I think a few people would jump on board.
All the latest news and notes on the Chicago Cubs.
Line towards left center field. Pete Crow out strong. Oh, baby! What a catch! Unbelievable! Look where he finishes up. He's in straightaway left field. As spectacular a play as you will see. Swing and a drive. Right field. Forget it. Off the scoreboard. Oh, he crushed it. It's the PCA show.
Boog Shambi.
We are on tap.
I kind of Hawk Harrelson did on that. I just couldn't help it.
In what way?
And that ball hit hard into right center field. But we got a man there.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I don't mind that when Boog does such things. He's having a good time, and you can feel it through the television when he is calling Cubs games for Marquee. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Joining us from St. Louis is Cubs play-by-play man, Boog Shambi. Hey, Boog, how are things?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
We are good, man. I don't mind that either, Lawrence. Yeah. Boog's feeling it, having some fun. He's hawking all over the place, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. As long as he doesn't go silent for two innings.
Oh, that was
that
best.
Would be bad.
Did you catch wind of that when Hawk was silent? Was it a minute five after after a walk off by the opposition? He once went silent for a 105.
I mean, hey, look. Sometimes you're bummed out, you know.
Boog, what's your feeling on the elements and you? Like, watching the games this weekend and like, oh, my God, like, this thing is, you're watching PCA, like, camp under a ball and the ball, like, falls behind him. How do you feel about that as a play-by-play guy? Does it mess with you when you have crazy elements like that?
I mean, you're watching and describing and seeing what happens. So in real time, when, you know, he can't find it or the wind catches it or the wind and the sun, you know, you're surprised, and I'm kind of reacting the same way the crowd reacts. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it certainly messes with your standard, you know, fly ball to center field call, but it's one of the things that makes Wrigley, right?
I heard you empathizing with Pete on the red hair and the slightly pale complexion in the hot
slightly,
sun.
Slightly, yeah.
I think you said that you once were concerned about getting a sunburned indoors.
That's correct. That's true.
So
can confirm.
I mean, it can happen.
It's scary.
It can absolutely happen. Because especially if you're talking about like the sun reflecting off, like right now, if people were watching on Twitch, the sun is reflecting off of buildings and coming into our studio. For a fair-skinned man like our friend Boog Shambi, that can be a problem.
There's no question. It could be dangerous. I've been sunburned many times, many situations, and sometimes it's been unexpected. I'm not going to lie.
Hmm. Are these Cardinals any good? Have you figured that out? We're trying to figure that out.
It's funny because it's like you sit there and go through what, you know, why are they where they are? I think that part of the answer is they don't do anything badly, you know? So like their offense is like a top 11, 12-ish offense. Their starting rotation is kind of a, you know, middle of the pack. I would say their bullpen slightly above average. Their defense has been good, by outs above average, and they don't make a lot of errors. But I don't think they do anything really poorly. They're just not going to wow you in any way.
That's interesting. Ollie Marmol says he knows they don't hit homers, and they don't. They got like 40 homers less than the Cubs. He says they try to collect hits. I know you.
Ooh.
as a
good luck with that.
That's a dangerous way to go about it these days, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also, if it's who you have, it's who you have, right? I mean, I think that it becomes, look, hitting for average is just really difficult, you know? I mean, as we start play today, Major League batting average is .245. So it's hard. It's hard to go hit. But again, I'm not sitting here advocating that you should take guys who aren't home run hitters and try to get them to hit home runs. But as a general idea, it's easier to score when you can do it with one swing than I think, you know, nowadays pitching is just so challenging that, you know, the concept of just getting hit after hit, you're just going to run into a pitcher, it seems, more frequently now that's just not going to let that happen.
Our friend Boog Shambi joining us here on Spiegel and Holmes talking some Cubs and Cardinals. Where does New Busch Stadium rank for you as a place you like to visit?
Tell me how you would like me to answer that. Am I doing it 1 out of 30? Do you want me to go by degree? Like, you tell me what you're looking for. I will deliver.
Out of all the ballparks that you've called games in, and we'll stay with baseball because we know you do a little bit of everything. Out of all the ballparks, where would it rank as far? Would it make your top 10 as far as atmosphere and big gameness?
I mean, when it's packed, I've been here for playoffs and World Series, and it's got a nice buzz to it. It doesn't speak to me, so I would say it's just not a place that speaks to me. I don't know what else to tell you. It would not be top 10. It wouldn't be top 15. It wouldn't be top 20 for me.
Okay, fair enough. What places besides Wrigley do speak to you where you feel it when you walk in the building?
Well, I mean, I think that as a ballpark, I think San Francisco is really special, and when they're good, that place has a cool energy to it that's different. Obviously, Dodger Stadium is just big, and the big leagues, and you know, Yankee Stadium, Fenway. You know, it's hard. The bar is high when you're calling half your games at Wrigley Field. You know, like, it's as special an atmosphere as there is in sports. What other parks do I like? I mean, when the Orioles are good, Camden Yards is pretty cool, but I would say that, you know, in the non-Fenway Wrigley category, I really do like going to San Francisco. I think that's a cool park.
I'd love to know why St. Louis doesn't speak to you.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I think it's probably because of the river reversal.
It's because of the sewage. It's the sewage.
Yeah.
It's the sewage. It's our fault.
I think that's it.
Because we sent it down.
We sent them too much sewage. I don't know. Maybe the red clashes with my hair a little bit. I don't know, man. It doesn't. You know what's weird is normally I'm good at answering those questions, and I can't tell you why it doesn't off the top of my head. Yeah, I would ask you to come back to me on that one because I need to come up with a better answer. But there's an answer in there, but I'm not sure off the top of my head, and I don't want to misspeak.
Boog, honestly, I get it. Like, they're just places, whether we're talking about cities or venues or ballparks, where you go, I've heard people talk about blah, 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 and I'm not feeling it.
Let me take a stab. When we were growing up, Philly with the Vet, Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, Riverfront and Old Bush,
all were the same stadium.
They felt like exactly the same stadium. And I feel like New Bush did not do enough to make it feel different. And it to me, it connects to the sameness of those boring concrete blisters.
I think that would be I would like to copy and paste a large part of that answer as part of my answer, if that is available.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I think that is part of it, that it did not move far enough away from the same. I mean, the other Bush Stadium was like, it was, when it was hot, it was like doing a game in a kiln, man. I had somebody, I had a writer, it was really hot. It was really hot.
It's like some of the places that you go, like, I've done a little play-by-play, and then you go on the road, and you're like, I thought this place was supposed to be awesome. And then occasionally you get surprised.
Yeah.
Like Pitt for basketball. I loved going to Pitt. When DePaul would play Pitt, that place was unbelievable. The fans there were insane. You're like, I would have never thought that this would be one of my favorites, but it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, like in college basketball, I did a lot of the Big 12, and obviously talk about Kansas. I think that's the best place to see a game, including Duke. But I there are a couple of places, you know, like Lubbock has turned into a great atmosphere, like super charged energy, a lot of fun. And they love Texas Tech sports there. So like that's a sneaky place, but there's two different things, right? There's, you know, in baseball, we definitely like to dig on the architecture and how does it look and do you like it? You know, for example, I don't love Nationals Park because where are you? You know what I mean? Like, they built so many buildings that you can't see the Capitol really anymore.
And the people can't get home from night games because their Metra doesn't run past 9:30.
Yeah. I think there's the architecture part and then there's the atmosphere part. So, I mean, atmosphere is, you know, when a place is buzzing. I mean, look, I'll tell you, old Shea Stadium used to rock. That place was bananas.
Hmm. The way you talk about Fog Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas, it's on my list. I have to try and get there. The way you've talked about
you do.
That,
you do.
It seems remarkable. We're with Boog Sciambi here on 670 The Score. So let's say Shota Imanaga comes back on Thursday, because he is. So let's say it together.
He's already, he's in St. Louis.
Okay, ready?
Marquee actually had him
coming back.
Shota Imanaga coming back on Thursday. And maybe they'll go to a six-man for a little while, but who is best suited to help the bullpen right away? Ben Brown or Colin Ray?
I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, Colin overall has, I would say, pitched better than Ben, but I think Ben's ceiling when he's pitched well is higher than Colin's. So it's challenging to say. I mean, look, I think for what they're looking for in the pen, you could certainly see, you know, Ben squeezing his appearance down to five outs and all of a sudden, you know, the 95 is turning into 97.5. And if he's just coming after guys, that might be, I think that's the way you lean, but I'm not sure. I mean, again, if Ben Brown goes out and shoves tonight, you know, why would you, I mean, like Speeds, you and I have had this conversation before. It's, you know, why would you, whoever you're putting in the pen is going to pitch less.
Yes.
So it really becomes a choice of, I think in part, you're choosing between guys and deciding who do you want to impact more innings.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it's true. I just, without the third pitch, I feel like Ben's got a lower ceiling as a starter than a reliever. So, but I hear you on the inning volume. It's an interesting thing because they also need somebody to stay stretched out. Probably, like they'll send Flexen down and have him stretch out. I don't know if they can. You could send Brown down and have him stay stretched out.
Craig's been really good at like finding places for Flexen to pitch more innings. Like, oh, go, yeah. We're out of this game. Go pitch three innings.
Go give me three.
Oh, all of a sudden we're back in the game because you pitched three excellent innings.
Yeah. So I mean, like trying to move those pieces around again. I tell you, one of the things, you know, that you look at right now that I think is a bigger concern and maybe, you know, something that they've got to at least peek at. It's not like they're unaware, but they've gone a month now. I think they're vulnerable a bit to left-handed pitching. They face a lefty here tonight. I mean, they've gone a good month where they're hitting about 200, not slugging against lefties. And, you know, it can't just be Saya pounding lefties. So Hap's been very good, Tucker obviously, but you know, I think they need a little more out of Dansby against left-handed pitching, and then it really comes down to the two corner guys. Like Shaw and Turner just have to do more. And I don't love the lineup that they put out there against left-handers. Look, for as great as PCA has been, he's hitting 183 against lefties. You know what I mean? He's walked twice in 86 plate appearances. So it's a season that's been built on pounding right-handed pitching. So that's an area where I worry about. I understand you guys, like, I feel like Council will make the right decision, whether it's Brown or Ray. Like, they're not going to screw that one up. I think that they need, you know, more help, and they're going to need to have, you know, Hodge come back and be healthy and good, and they're probably going to need to add a piece or two. So that's more what I'm kind of focused on.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Boog, I talked to Brad Keller yesterday, and I really enjoyed him. And I didn't know what to expect because he's got this vibe is like, oh, he's big, tough right-hander, throws inside, and he's ornery. And then I just found him to be delightful. So
totally.
Can you share the story about Brad Keller as a kid, please?
Yeah, I mean, look, he grew up in Atlanta. He's a huge Braves fan. John Smoltz was his guy. But he's telling the story that as a little kid, he'd always write his name backwards because he said, I guess, you know, I had a little bit of dyslexia. And he'd write his name, instead of writing Bradley, he'd write Yeldarb. And his parents took to for a little while calling him Yeldarb, and I was like, that's funny. And he's like, I know, right? And I was like, can I call you Yeldarb on the air today? He's like, yeah, absolutely. And his parents heard me do it, so I fired that at him once or twice. I mean, he's been a delight to talk to be honest. He's enjoyed his time. He's pitched great. I don't know if you guys remember, but, you know, he pitched in their first spring training game. It was against the Dodgers. I think it's been a cool story. You know, it's like a minor league guy that they brought in. He was impressed that Craig Counsell was on the Zoom. That's how much they wanted him. But he didn't have any guarantee that he was going to make the team. But they felt like, you know, their modeling projected that he was going to, you know, he would get some ground balls. The strikeout rate would go up. His velocity would go up. And his velocity's really gone up. And after that first outing, they said, man, you were really bringing it. And he said, I know. I was looking at the radar gun. I was, like, kind of surprised out there. So he's been a giant. He works really fast, and talking to him's been a lot of fun. So I'm all about Yeldarb. I love the contributions that he's made.
That's outstanding. So Boog, what's it been like to live in this space of watching a star player and like be born in PCA?
Right.
And I know it goes back to last season a little bit, but this year he's in the MVP race.
Yeah. Yes, I've gotten a chance to watch it blossom in front of my very eyes. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I couldn't say enough nice things about the person. I think he's a great kid. I mean, look, he's young, he's 23, but he's both fun and, you know, and funky and has some swagger to him. And then also, I think he's pretty grounded, man. I think he gets it. He really wants to be great. He's super hard on himself. And the physical tools, I just feel like you can't take your eyes off of him, you know? Like, that's the part that's just so compelling. I mean, I could just sit here and watch him run down fly balls in center field all day. The power has been unexpected. And, you know, look, to me, for our market, it's exciting and it's fun. But I think that, you know, as he continues to ascend, if he continues on this trajectory, you're talking about a guy who's got a chance to be, you know, somebody in the game that people are sitting there saying, that guy's my, you know, my favorite player.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And I love how you really try to get to know the people and you enjoy when somebody is smart and thoughtful and self-aware, and he's got a lot of that for somebody his age. It's pretty remarkable, truthfully.
Yeah, big time. And I think it's just been fun to watch him go about it and gosh, you know, doing it every single day. And I, you know, my sense is his teammates all pull for him and really love him, and he plays with a lot of passion and a lot of personality, which is, you know, certainly, you know, as a broadcaster, I love that.
I'm going to grab that answer on St. Louis on the ballpark. I'll cut and paste that and send it your way. A texter says Matt GPT. You could just use Matt GPT for your answers.
Okay.
If you need anything.
Matt GPT, GPT works, actually. Hey, real quick, it's my partner's birthday. I'm staring lovingly at him as he's crushing some Lay's potato chips. He's such a good let me tell you something. My dude can snack and nap with the best of them. He talks napping. I can't honestly say I've ever seen him actually nap. Maybe on a plane, but he's a snacker. You know, it's like
he's a napper.
Birds fly, fish swim. JD naps and snacks.
What's his go-to snack at home versus what it might be on the road?
Good question.
So one of the things that is so much fun about him as a snacker is he's just a forager, man. It's just, he's like, he has a very, there's a vibe that is very, what do we have going on over here? I'll have some of that. I think that there are multiple. JD, would you say there's one snack that really, I just think he likes a good bag of chips.
Yeah.
Good bag of chips is totally good for him.
Well, we, you know, because we're still kind of building our partnership here on the Speed Going Home show, and we did bond over something that was a weird snack for both of us to actually like, and it was Heath bars.
The mini Heath bars. Yeah, we got very excited about that.
They actually, because one of the guys with the BBM, our guy Roger, he comes and fills up a little snack table for BBM. And I was like, you're not going to believe this. There's a mini Heath bar. And we were like, hey, we both kind of like mini Heath bars, which is not, that's not like a go-to candy, Boog. Like,
I definitely can get down with a mini Heath bar. And a mini Heath bar and fire it up into some coffee ice cream, I could do that.
Oh, wow, there you go. I like that.
That's an idea right there.
I'm gonna picture you and JD foraging for snacks late night at ballparks. Though that's
a great time to do it.
It really is. Like, oh, who left what in the press box? Oh, look at that. That's leftover. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, that's 100% right. So we're always looking for snacks. That's just the reality of it.
Well, Boog, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Happy birthday to our friend JD. Have a great call.
Happy birthday, JD.
Happy birthday.
You hear him? He said, hey, thanks.
Love JD.
Oh, one more thing, Boog. I know we're late. One more thing. Thinking of you in St. Louis always makes us think of this particular play to end a Cubs thrilling win down there.
Adbert fires. In the air, center field. Tuchman back. Back some more near the wall. And he caught it! What a goal!
Oh, yes, he did. Oh,
holy goodness. He saved the game. Mike Tuchman with a game-saving grab over the wall, and the Cubs win.
Cubs players are pouring onto the field as if they just won the pennant.
Oh, chills right there. I remember jumping up off the couch at that, and part of it was the call. We did a little Hawk Harrelson at the top bringing you in, a little holy cow right there at the back end. Let's go.
Well, hopefully we'll get some of that tonight. I don't really want it to come down to that tonight. I'm down for
a laugher.
A
laugher.
Yep.
A laugher.
A laugher would be good. Boog, be well. Stay cool.
All right, y'all.
Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.